broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts, or continues, I should say, now. This is the broadcast for April 27th in the year of our Lord, 2016. It's hour two at two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe in the checks and balances put together by our founders. Absolutely brilliant. And a good, honest, moral people using the checks and balances in America cannot be stopped. Many people say we can't fix America. I absolutely disagree. Last hour, we talked about failing education system. 63% of high school seniors are not competent in math or reading. They're not even prepared for college at all, even though they get a diploma. The National Assessment of Educational Progress, also known as the nation's report card, reported the details. They say, don't worry, it's hardly changed at all since 2013. Educators and policy makers have long lamented that many seniors get diplomas even though they're not ready for college, careers, or the military. Bill Bouchard is the executive director of the group. He's all excited because high school graduation rates are slightly increasing. But he's disappointed that nobody knows anything. Wow. By the way, now they're going to basically try to sue Trump. The Trump University fraud case will move forward. Imagine these yahoos with a failing education system all over the place attacking Trump and saying, oh, your system's a fraud. Wow. Well, that's going on. Trump gains huge wins in five state primaries. Last night, it was an absolute smackdown. Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Kurt, it was an absolute epic smackdown. Donald, quote, I am so honored. This was, to me, our biggest night. Trump says, I consider myself the presumptive nominee. You want to respond, Kurt?
Well, you know, that's a at least that's what looks like to me. The numbers based on what I can see right now, according to like the New York Times and others, have him at 953 of the pledged delegates. And I'll get to some details about that. Pledged and unpledged, they're, you know, a little different. You got Ted Cruz at 546. That's a pretty good lead, 400, almost, it's not double, but it's getting there. Marco Rubio at 171 and Kasich at 153. As to what happened last night, or yesterday, I guess you'd say, you know, with those different states, you've got Connecticut where he got 28, that we're talking about Trump winning, and he got 28 more delegates. Delaware got him 16. Maryland got him 38. And Rhode Island got him 10. Cruz did get 3 of Rhode Island's delegates, according to these numbers, and Kasich got 5. Now, the thing that I find interesting is, Sam, did you notice how Pennsylvania got him 17? 17 is just one more than Delaware. Now, if you'll look at the numbers, Pennsylvania's a pretty big state. But the difference about Pennsylvania
has to do with how many are forced to vote for who versus how many are free to do whatever and all the manipulated rules they got around the country there, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right. And see, Pennsylvania has what they call these unpledged delegates. And so what it really means is there's about 50 of them. I think it's, 54, something like that, where they don't have to say what they would do. And so, you know, in a normal, you know, many of the other contests where it's a winner take all or, you know, something like that, then he would have gotten another 50 out of that, you know, win there in Pennsylvania. But because of that little difference there in Pennsylvania, they're just called unpledged delegates. So who knows for sure what will happen. I know Cruz is planning on doing all he can out of in a state called Indiana. And he says that's the key to moving forward. Now you got guys like
Cruz says this.
Yeah.
How do you say that's the key to moving forward when you've been smacked down in five states, and the presumptive nominee almost has enough delegates to put it away, Kurt?
Well, what he says is that if he wins in Indiana, which is a winner-take-all state, he'll get the 50-something delegates there, and it'll keep him from going to Trump, and then it'll make it so that Trump can't get to that 1,237. So, you know, it's a lot of numbers, and, you know, as they used to always say, figures lie and liars figure, or something
good
like
point.
That. But who knows for sure what'll happen. It was, some pretty big wins there in those different states for Trump. I mean, as far as I could see, most of them had more than a majority. More than 50%, which is what everybody's been saying about Trump forever, that, oh, he can't get a majority. You know, he's just getting in the 40s or whatever, 30s, something, but he can't win more than that. What I see is that things are changing a little bit.
Your buddy Newt's in the news, Kurt.
Yeah, my friend Newt Getting Rich, as we always love to call him. And he's basically telling the big boys, the insiders, the king men, to get over it. In the Washington Examiner, Pete Kasprowitzky, anyway, I don't know how you say the guy's name. He's the author, and he says, that Newt is just telling them get over it. He says the only thing left for the establishment Republicans to do is to get over it and accept that Trump will be the GOP nominee. Gingrich said on Fox News, he says, you see the momentum building here. I think it would be very, very hard, virtually impossible, to stop him from winning the nomination at this point. He went on to say, this is an enormous achievement building on New York, and it means that he's almost certainly going to have an absolute majority of the delegates before you get to the convention.
All right. Now, Newt also makes a prediction.
Uh-huh.
Newt Gingrich's prediction. Trump will have more than enough delegates for the GOP convention. Plenty. Don't worry about it. He gives three reasons in an op-ed piece that he writes for this, Kurt. Agree or disagree with Newt all you want. But Newt basically says the momentum's already building. You just won't be able to stop the freight train for Trump. Now, here's what I find fascinating about this whole thing. I think Trump is on his way, Kurt. I think that's what the mainstream press wants. I think that's what the insiders want. Trump is an insider. I've maintained that forever. I think they're starting to say, let Trump win. The question becomes, will he really win and then beat Hillary? And then enact a lot of the policies that Hillary would have? Or will he really become the leader and then lose to Hillary intentionally? And it was all a plan. I don't know any of those things. I'm not an insider. I'm just telling you that I don't trust any of them. But here's what I find fascinating about this whole discussion, Kurt. If I vote for a candidate that doesn't have a chance to win, they say, Sam, you're throwing your vote away, my friend. You're just wasting your time. You got to get on board with the real people. You're wasting... And I say, no, it's about principle. I'm going to vote over principle. And I'm not throwing my vote away. I'm standing on what I believe in. That's never a throwaway vote. And we debate that until the cows come home, right? Now what I find fascinating is Kasich and Cruz are kind of doing the same thing that I do, Kurt, but they're not really doing it for principle. They're doing it for their own political gain. But aren't they wasting their time at this point? Now, Trump basically came out with his speech and he said, you know what? Kasich and Cruz are wasting their time. Well, if it's true when they claim it for me, Kurt, it's true when Trump claims it for them, isn't it? You can't have it both ways. You can't say it's illegitimate when you do it, Sam, but it's legitimate when we do it. What gives here, Kurt?
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and one of the main headlines on Drudge is Eliminate Ted, and it's got Cruz looking up. I guess he's looking to God with a clenched fist, and basically, you know, when you see the story they're focused on, they basically say that, hey, the numbers, just even if he gets all the remaining delegates, he couldn't have the 1,237.
Who couldn't?
So, Ted
Cruz. Right, which is exactly right, and that's the point here.
Yeah.
That unless they play manipulative games, which will have the American people go ballistic at this point, he doesn't have a chance on this green earth to win. But for some reason, they cling to this. Now, they mock me when they think that I'm out in the weeds. But the truth is, the signs are there. He can't win unless they commit fraud. We'll talk about it more. There's a lot more news the network refuses to use straight ahead. Liberty Roundtable Live brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Tell everybody we sent you. Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So I'm submitting to you that good old Ted Cruz and John Kasich don't stand a chance unless they manipulate the rules and play games, Kurt. Trump is the presumptive nominee. Now, I don't really like Trump, folks. He's not my personal preference. I see why people like him. They believe he's blowing up the establishment. I believe he is in many ways, but I also believe at the same time that he's one of them, not us. Okay, he's richer than snot. He's been in friends with the insiders. In fact, some of Trump's businesses have the same, quote, operating address as Hillary Clinton's businesses. Okay, these people are all friends, folks, and don't be deceived. Nevertheless, Trump gains huge wins in five state primaries. Donald, I'm so honored. Trump, I consider myself the nominee. Newt Gingrich prediction, Trump will have plenty of delegates, no problem. Cruz on the ropes. Is that the headline I should write, Kurt? Cruz on the ropes?
Well, you know, there's a number of ways to say it, but, you know, the numbers are they're looking a little tough for Mr. Ted Cruz.
Maybe I should ask, is Cruz on the ropes?
Yeah, that's a number of them say that that's the case.
All right.
You know, one of the things that I thought was interesting that they're not really bringing up, you know how they've said that Trump can't win a general election because, Hillary beats him.
Yeah, they said Trump couldn't even win the primaries before that, Kurt, so they have no credibility.
I know, but, you know, you can't really bring that up and logic and stuff. But now, you know, you've got a report where basically it's political boys are basically saying that Trump has already surpassed the number of votes that Romney got, the popular vote, that is, that Romney got at this point. So they say he surged to 9.9 million votes. According to the totals that include these results from yesterday, and that was 100,000 more than Romney earned in the entire primary season. So, in other words, without California and these other contests to go, he's way ahead in those.
In other words, Trump's already way ahead of where Romney was, even after Romney was the nominee.
Yeah, after the whole deal was over. Way more than McCain earned in 08. It's what we've talked about before. The Clintons were pretty smart back in the old 92 where they said, it's the economy, stupid. And that's the same thing that's going on now, in my opinion. You've got people who feel like that at least Donald Trump will do something about that when he talks about the wall and the lousy trade deals we have with the other countries. And, I heard Ted Cruz addressing that issue yesterday, talking about, the evil Trump, put on those tariffs and stuff on the products coming in. And he basically said, hey, that'll just make your products all cost more. And I would simply disagree in many ways, and here's the reason for that. It's that old deal of, in your small little town, if there's $1,000 and it gets spent in your little town, and it keeps moving around, it multiplies. When that money goes from your little town, it just heads to Walmart Capital, Arkansas, and into China. There's not much multiplying going on that way, and that's what I see as a very real possibility when the guy in Indiana or the guy in Minnesota or wherever it is has a job again because those American companies realize, well, it's more expensive to be somewhere else. When he has a job again, he can literally pay taxes instead of, having to take money out of the economy or out of the government's pockets, if you will, and then he can actually spend money locally in his own little town. He can buy some food at the diner. He can buy it at the grocery store. He can, he can move his money around, and that multiplying effect would begin to happen. So I see a very real possibility of some cool moves there. Now, I'm not saying it's all Shangri-La again in America, but those are some real reasons why I think Trump has all these more popular votes, Sam.
Well, I think you're right, and I think people look at Trump as the blowing up the establishment, the blowing up the status quo. I'll take just one example. Every area we think about, Trump is somehow in the middle of it, just magically. Education is a great example. We start talking about education pretty soon. They're like, we're gonna put Trump's university on trial for fraud. At the same time, they release a report saying, hey, we're graduating 2/3 of the American children with diplomas that don't have the skills to, deal with life at all. And then Trump would say, see, you guys are a bunch of thugs. You're dishonest. You're immoral. You failed. And you can't disagree with him. Right? It's just amazing. But that's what's happening, Kurt, all over the country. And so I don't even really like Trump, but I find myself agreeing with half of what he says. Well, why? Not because I even agree with Trump, Kurt, but because he's right.
Yep. Good point.
If they say you're going to investigate, we're going to investigate Trump University for fraud, and he fires back, you guys are all failures. How can you disagree? We've just documented their failings. They fail 63% of the American seniors. They're not even ready for career, for college, for the military. They're ready for nothing. And so he would call them failures. Question. How do you disagree? They even say themselves they failed.
Now, these guys are doing the reporting, the insider boys themselves. Let me ask you, do you think...
Well, maybe. We're doing the reporting too, Kurt.
Well, what I'm talking about is they're telling us the National Association of Educational Progress, you know, the Navy guys. They're the ones who are telling us these numbers. What I want to ask you is, do you think they're telling the truth? I mean, or do you think they might even be kind of padding the numbers so they didn't look as bad as they really are?
Well, that's a real possibility. It would take investigation. Right now, that's an allegation. But from their past history, we know they're a bunch of lying thugs. When Trump says that, he's right, too.
Well, that's right.
And the mainstream press all too complicit to help them out, right?
One of the ways that they've got some stellar scores in the past is they've had the teachers just tell the students the answers to the tests. And
well, and I'll give you proof of that. When I was a kid, you used to have to take the ACT, like...
One time,
and no notice, just like, hey, you're taking this thing. Now, buddy, they actually literally get sample questions. They get to work on it. They get to take it like 50 times. They got courses to prepare for the test. If you don't do well, they throw out your worst score. All these things to the point where that alone is rigged to all get out. So you're right. It's a great point. I can't really answer without some investigation or evidence, but what you say is very likely, very probable from their past history. The point is, it might be even way worse than they're claiming, and you're right about that. But then these people are going to, you know what, investigate Trump? Wow.
Yeah, it's a great point, Sam. You know, I was looking at a piece from WorldNet Daily talking about the five-state sweep that Trump has and or had.
I reject the sweep statement in the headlines, Kurt. You want to know why?
Uh-huh. Why?
Because he did sweep in terms of popular vote, Kurt. No question.
Yeah.
But he didn't sweep with all their rules. They manipulated it to where he didn't sweep.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that Kasich and Cruz even get some delegates in those states is crazy.
Yeah, or like the Pennsylvania one where you get 17 and 50-something out of them or holdouts or whatever.
That's my point.
I guess they asked Cruz, you know, he... apparently at some event he was saying that there in Indiana, I guess is where he was, he called Trump the media's chosen candidate, and he said he has a major announcement. Hillary Clinton has decided on her vice presidential nominee, and she wants Donald Trump for that. But, you know, all I can say is...
And Ted Cruz, that's the guy that's hanging out with the Bush crime syndicate family. That's the guy that's hanging out with Marco Rubio, a consummate insider, and who knows who else, right? I get it.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. A study published in the journal Nature Climate Change entitled Greening of the Earth and Its Drivers concludes that rising CO2 levels have actually benefited the planet, a stark contrast to the dire rhetoric accompanying the UN's efforts to curb emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. Summarizing the report, which was a collaborative effort by 32 specialists from 24 institutions around the globe, the BBC says that carbon dioxide emissions from industrial society have driven a huge growth in trees and other plants. According to the findings, if the extra green leaves prompted by rising CO2 levels were laid in a carpet, it would cover twice the area of the continental USA. Researchers say that the fertilization effect will decrease over time. Lead author Ranga Minyeni, a professor at Boston University, opines that the enhanced growth of trees and other plants will not compensate for the expected effects of climate change, which would supposedly include rising sea levels, increased acidification of the ocean, and more severe tropical storms. Venturing into the world of eco-theology, the BBC suggests that the study's findings corroborate the so-called Gaia hypothesis devised by maverick environmentalist James Lovelock, who proposed that the atmosphere, rocks, seas, and plants work together as a self-regulating organism. Other credentialed scientists might reply that the study vindicates what could be styled as the Genesis hypothesis, namely, that the Earth was the creation of an intelligent designer who intended for it to be inhabited and developed by human beings exercising stewardship over nature. Neither of those views, it should be said, is an actual scientific hypothesis, but the former is more welcome among climate change activists than the latter. Earlier this year, following scores of near collisions between unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, and commercial jets at London's Heathrow Airport, a British Airways Airbus A320 was hit by a drone during final approach. Thankfully, no injuries resulted, and the damage to the plane was minimal. That incident has prompted Britain's National Police Chiefs Council to consider a range of anti-drone countermeasures to clear the skies over the country's busiest airport. The London Standard reports that the government has already undertaken trials of counter-UAV systems, including one using military-grade technology deployed in Afghanistan that drowns unmanned aerial vehicles with a death ray jamming its signals. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Kurt. We got to talk about the boycott going on over Target. Target saying they want transgender to just run around and men to go into women's bathrooms, and they're free to do so. And if you don't agree with that, you're an absolute bigot. Target out of control. The American Family Association and others putting together a boycott of Target over this. Over 850,000 people have already signed the petition on this, Kurt. They're going to boycott Target until this gets dealt with appropriately, etc., or whatever. What do you think? I'm a signer to that, Kurt. I don't know if you signed it, but I signed it.
Yeah, well, at least in my opinion, it's one of the ways that you can, I guess you could say, participate in the debate, right? You know, I mean, in that area, I guess they say USA Today's got a piece where they say more than 700,000 boycott Target over transgender bathroom policy, so I guess 850,000 is more than 700,000. But they say Tim Wildman says Target's gonna, well, stands to lose a lot of customers who won't come back. I guess the online petition for Target boycott gets hundreds of thousands of signatures. Fox News is saying, you know, this area is a big piece of the picture. I guess even Michael Savage, a big Trump supporter, says that Trump is wrong about this whole bathroom law. And he says Trump made a mistake. And he says, I agree with Ted Cruz on this issue. It's interesting to see the battle lines are being drawn. And some folks are actually standing up and saying, no, it's not right to have men go into women's bathrooms. I mean, what's next, Sam? I mean, they're probably going to say something like, we got to restore the Ten Commandments. Well, it wouldn't go that far, I guess. Wouldn't go as far as to say that, you know, kids need to be with their parents instead of in the government schools. They wouldn't go that far. But at least, you know, they're boycotting Target, you know? Yeah. There you go. You know, Michael Savage, you know, on his deal, most of the time he's going to be a big Trump supporter. WorldNet Daily's got his piece saying that Trump has made a mistake on this issue. He says, you know, he's typically a big supporter. Trump is 100% wrong. That's what Savage said. and Cruz supports the North Carolina measure, as I have and as I do. That's what Savage told his listeners. Savage said Trump supporters need to acknowledge the candidate made a mistake. People do make mistakes, he said. I agree with Ted Cruz on this issue. So, you know, there's an interesting part of the whole petition or the whole Target boycott thing. When I go to see, they say it's got more than 700,000 signatures, but of course, 5 million is more than 700,000. I mean, whatever. It just all depends on how you do the reporting.
So what do you think of Michael Savage's comments on this, Kurt?
Well, I think he's right. And
here's Trump, my question.
Made a mistake.
Did he sign it?
I don't know. I went to try to choose the place to sign it. It took me to a Fox News place.
Did you sign it, Kurt?
I can't see the place to sign it. You know, and now I'm going to the AFA.net Action Alerts Target Boycott Target Pledge page. You know, typically the thing I hate about these things is you got to do all this stuff just to say, yeah, I'm in. They say we've got 873,495 signers. So there's a place to pledge to boycott. So you got to put your first name.
Yep.
You know, you can't just sign it.
Well, Kurt, the reason they want you to do that is because then what happens is that people start to question if the signatures or the signers are legitimate and real. And so what they want is your name, they want your zip code, and they want an email address.
Yeah.
Just to document that it's actually real signers signing it, not bots or fraudulent whatever. And on one hand, that's a pain. On the other hand, you got to give them credit for trying to make them legitimate, right?
Yes, that's a good point. Like when they do the polls and they let you or get the information from who knows where. Now, then, do you wish to receive future emails from AFA Action Alerts? And you can see who's yes, keep or put me on the list, or no, thank you. So, you know, anyway, that means, I did it, but it didn't change the number of signers. So I don't know how that works.
Well, did you already submit?
Yeah.
Okay, now what you need to do is you need to leave completely and re-come back and make sure your page hard refreshes to where it really reports the truth. Have you done that?
Okay, so leave. 873,495 was the number. And USA Today is reporting more than 700,000 reported, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 873,745.
I reported more than 850,000 trying to be as close as I could, Kurt. I checked the number before I got my headline together.
Yeah. Now they say it's 873,742.
So did it increase?
Yeah, that's up from 495, went to 742, a couple hundred up.
Yeah, so it might have just needed a little bit of time to refresh or something like that, but I think you've been added, my friend.
Right. Yeah.
I think that dude's working.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Well.
Oh, boy.
You know, now, I signed it.
He says we're down again, so anyway.
I signed it.
One time today. Yep.
Is Cruz on the ropes is the question I would ask. Now, this boycott growing. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the boycott?
One thing I'll tell you.
A lot of people are claiming there's different ways to go about this boycott. We should do something different.
I am impressed with, AFA, American Family Association people. They seem to be in the mix typically, and they're not, they're gutsy enough to do it. But one of my favorite stories that I was going to bring up that I just saw from WorldNet Daily, it's a piece that basically Trump is now suggesting to Bernie Sanders that he ought to run as an independent. And I find that interesting when that's what everybody was saying about Trump before. He says that Sanders has been treated terribly by the Democrats. He says the WorldNet Daily piece says GOP presidential primary frontrunner Donald Trump has come up with a suggestion that could make it easier for Hillary Clinton to gain the Democratic nomination, but much harder for her to win the general election. He thinks Bernie Sanders, the self-avowed socialist opposing Clinton for the party's nomination, should run as an independent. I guess he tweeted this. He said, Bernie Sanders has been treated terribly by the Democrats, both with delegates and otherwise. He should show them and run as an independent. Trump, you know, he was made to promise that he wouldn't run as an independent. But it's interesting to see that. I haven't seen that anywhere else, but WorldNet Daily reporting that piece. And that's interesting to me.
That's because the mainstream press doesn't want Sanders to do that. What they want him to do is just basically turn his love to Hillary.
Yeah, that's right. He's supposed to just, you know, I've seen it said in some places that Hillary's going to pick a woman, but I think Hillary ought to at least offer something like, you know, Secretary of State or something like that to Sanders so that, you know, she can, you know, keep him in the fold, if you will. Anyway, you got the info on the encoder, I'm sure. The looks like Trump, you know, the other stuff that they're saying, they say that Bernie ought to run, Trump saying Bernie ought to run as a, basically as an independent. I don't know of anywhere he could get that done. I mean, I guess maybe the Libertarians would take him, put him on the...
Not.
On their deal, but I doubt that. You know, I don't think the Constitution Party would be too accepting of, you know, Bernie Sanders, and I don't think anybody else that I know of would. But who knows? It might be real interesting. They typically, the Democrats typically want the Republicans to break up and do that, so... Maybe this is turnabout is fair play, you know.
Amen to that. By the way, ABC reporting the same thing now.
Yeah.
Donald Trump advises Bernie Sanders to run as an independent. ABC News. Of course, it's taken seriously when it's the establishment saying it against somebody. When it's Trump saying it, or me or you or anybody else saying it, then, of course, they just go, ha, that was a neat joke there, Donald. And then they move on, right? It just shows the establishment's agenda, but I think the establishment wants to protect and promote Trump right now. I really do. A lot of people don't believe that they could take Trump down. I do. I believe they could take Trump down in 2 seconds if they wanted to. State Department admits concealing key emails on Benghazi, Kurt. Now the State Department admits it.
Surprise. You mean the open, transparent government's not too transparent and open?
Sad to say, there will be no accountability. Why? Because the American people aren't demanding it. That's why. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk a little bit more about this boycott, Kurt, because everybody tells me we can't make a difference in America. Here's what I want you to find out. Now there's news reporting that Target backs down, Kurt.
Well, are you surprised?
Can you look at Target backs down on Google and see what you find, Kurt? Just kind of as a second test here. And if they've backed down, how do we say we the people can't do anything? Right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Under Target backs down, I don't really see... I don't see it. But I didn't. I just typed in Target backs down in Google, right?
Yeah.
You know.
So is Target backing down?
I don't know. You know, there's. I'm just seeing. Let's see more news on for Target. Maybe if I choose that. I don't see that report. A danger to wives and daughters. Petition calls for Target. This is Chicago Tribune. Representative Goldberg wades into transgender bathroom debate. Takes aim at Dallas Morning News. I'm not seeing it, but maybe I'm just not looking in the right place.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep researching it, too. I have one report that says that. I usually don't report it until I get a couple of sources to document it, ladies and gentlemen. But in this case... I'm wondering, did Target back down?
Yeah. The TSA manager, New York Times, about an hour ago says TSA manager, Minnesota TSA manager says he was told to target Somali Americans, so that's not really Target. So I don't see the... Target backing down piece, Sam. I'm not seeing it, but maybe I'm just not finding the right place, but anyway, they say over 750,000 say they're pledging it. Now, when we looked at it, it was 875,000.
Yeah, what is it now?
But I guess 750,000 is, over 750,000 is... also a number like 875,000, but it seems like they would report better about this.
Proves that the mainstream press, Kurt, just uses the same headline. Listen, USA Today just wrote an article 12 minutes ago. It just got published 12 minutes ago, okay? And it says more than 700,000 pledged to boycott Target. Why don't they look at the news like I did? I mean, I'm already reporting 850,000.
Yeah, and you'd think they could at least look at American Family Association's website, and just like we can, but, I guess it's just too hard for them, Right?
Yeah.
Just too tough for them.
Anyway, time will tell, though. I think they've backed down, but I don't have the evidence of it yet. I see one story that says that.
Where's it from?
Liberty News Daily.
Oh, well, there you go.
Will Grigg. I'm waiting to see the details, though.
I bet you, you know, I bet you it's right. Wow.
The problem is I'm having a hard time second sourcing it at this point.
Yep.
What we'd have to do is call the American Family Association. See, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, Kurt and I do this on the air sometimes so you guys can see what it's like behind the scenes a little bit. A lot of radio talk show hosts have a big staff that does that. And on the break, or the talk show host can press a button and talk only to his staff and nobody else can hear. And what they say is they're like, you know what? I see this story, dig on this and find out the scoop. And you got like 10 people or something looking for the answers. Somebody would basically go to the AFA.net website and call the phone number and talk to somebody there at AFA and say, hey, is this true? And then somebody else would be scouring the web, and somebody else would be scouring the other wire services, and somebody else would call Will Grigg because he's the author of the story or whatever and say, hey, is this true? And they would follow all fronts. What happens is Sam has to get off the air to follow up on all that because there's nobody to do it for him. Uh-huh. And so we're kind of doing a little bit on the air at the same time for that reason. Yeah. But I find that interesting. That's what they would be doing. In this scenario. And I can't find anything more on it, though. Kurt, while we're researching this a little bit, there is a story on Drudge.com or DrudgeReport.com talking about sugar. Kurt, did you see that story?
You typically don't want me to bring these up very much. But
I don't mind.
I do know that sugar's not... most people act like sugar's a problem, and then we basically embrace it. It's kind of like the old good Christian folks that say that, we should restore God to the schools and all that stuff, and yet, we don't really do it. We don't really embrace the places where God is welcome. But when it comes to the whole sugar thing, it looks to me like you could almost say it's on the ropes, but I like to focus.
What's
on
the ropes, Kurt? You failed to tell us the headline, and I don't even know what you're talking about. You're just saying, hey, sugar, people don't, they say it's bad, but they don't quit eating it, right?
It's kind of what you expect from me, Sam. It's halfway job, and it's just the way I roll. But I didn't see the exact story, and just like you, I'm fumbling for the
thing. Kurt didn't see the story about sugar?
No.
Whoa.
Just another one of my failures,
No, come on. It's on Drudge.
I messed it up again. Yeah.
And so, the story on Drudge says this. And I thought you knew the story because you were like, hey, people don't like it when I bring this up or whatever. I'm the one bringing it up, so I must like it when you bring them up, Kurt.
Yeah.
It's a worthy story to talk about. Headline says sugar can cause brain damage, says scientists. And I thought you had the story and you just weren't bringing it up because you thought I didn't want you to. I think it's a good story. I think it's worth bringing up. Sugar can cause brain damage, claim scientists. It's a very interesting story if you ask me.
That'll probably be on the label of all your candy and stuff that in the future.
A big old, what are those warnings that come from the cigarette thing? Attorney General warning or whatever?
That's right. This could cause brain damage.
That's right.
But go ahead and have it anyway.
Well, it should be, a kid should be able to buy it, as young as two, Kurt. Well, if you can stagger, if you can toddle up to the counter, you should be able to buy this stuff and commit brain damage before you're five.
Yeah, good point.
It's an interesting story, Kurt, about this brain damage thing, and I think there's truth to the article.
There you go.
Absolute truth.
Yeah, I guess it was a telegraph.co.uk report. But they do say the good news is that salmon can reverse brain damage.
So all I got to do is eat sugar with my salmon. Salmon with my sugar.
Yeah, sprinkle it on your salmon probably is the thing.
Now you're talking. And then I'm just basically the status quo, right? Nothing changes.
Yeah, they say bad news for people with a sweet tooth. A new study suggests that sugar can damage the brain. They say researchers at the University of California in Los Angeles found that fructose, a type of sugar naturally found in fruits and vegetables, but also present in soft drinks and sweets, damages brain cells and can lead to a wide range of diseases from diabetes and heart disease to Alzheimer's and ADH. Now, I forgot what ADH really means, but anyway.
Attention deficit disorder, isn't it?
Oh, is that AD? Anyway.
Some say ADHD. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
If so it's ADHD. Slightly different or if they're just using a shorter acronym, I'm not sure.
Yeah, they probably just didn't have enough ink. The scientists fed a group of rats for 6 weeks with fructose spiked water. They say it was equivalent to about a liter of soft drinks a day for humans. Then they put them in a maze alongside the rats, which had drank only water. The rats, which had consumed fructose, took twice as long to navigate the maze as the water-only group, despite the same level of training, suggesting that their memories had been impaired. Yeah. there was, however, one positive outcome, they say, of the experiment. An omega-3 fatty acid called, well, anyway, I'd say the word if I could pronounce it, but it appeared to reverse the dangerous changes produced by fructose. A third group of rats, which were fed a flaxseed oil extract rich in omega-3s as well as the fructose water, managed to navigate the maze almost as quickly as the water-only group. They say this thing, the DHA that is found naturally in fish, especially salmon, nuts, and certain vegetables. Vegetables, that's like salad stuff. DHA changes not just one or two genes, they say. It seems to push the entire gene pattern back to normal, which is remarkable. That's according to Xia, X-I-A-Y-A-N-G, Xia Yang.
I don't really know what that is.
Zia Yang is XY. She should get married to a guy that starts with the last name Z. Then she could have her initials could be XYZ. Ooh. And that's a senior author of this study, by the way. You know?
Cool. Well, story. Fascinating story. And I think there's truth to it. And like I say, I thought you had the story when you're like, yeah, you don't usually like me to bring this up. I thought you're like, yeah, I got it, but... No, I think it's worth bringing up. Again, this is news the networks refuse to use. I agree that sugar is bad for you. We've interviewed countless physicians that tell you that it paralyzes your immune system. Now, we've talked about this for 20-plus years, but don't worry, sugar is okay. Not. And it's not okay, but in society, we deem it okay. And it's very hard to take it out of your diet. It takes a lot of discipline, takes a lot of work, and I even find Kirk Cosby caving to sugar on occasion. It is very tough. But it's something that we need to work on without question. This nation shall endure.